FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Right, welcome to the third hour of the mid-morning show here on Mondays and Fridays. This is the Help Hour here on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6 and online, every Monday and Friday morning between 12 noon and 1pm. Lots of information signposts you to the places that can help if you need assistance. And we also chat to people who help others. You just heard Kylie Minogue with Red Blooded Woman from the year 2000. And we opened the third hour with Junior Walker, Roadrunner from the 1960s. Right, in the studio we have got, if I get my bit of paper, here it is. We have got John Steele, who is Volunteer of the Year and won the gold medal. So welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for inviting me in.
Just pull the mic a bit closer to you.
Yeah, sure.
That's it. Lovely. Yeah. So tell us all about it. So how did you get involved with Stanbury Hall? There is a little thing we were going to have to say. How did they change that? They changed the name, didn't they?
So. Oh, we were, yeah, we can get onto that. Yeah. So, I got into it, first of all, because they were going to close it down. We have a little village magazine called The Way, and in that it said that they had an AGM and coming up, and if nobody was going to show
set
up,
a bit forward,
they were going to hand the keys back to the council, and we'd lose the building. And I run a party and events company, so losing a large venue like that would be a disaster. So it was a bit selfish as well for that. But when I went in, yeah, they were all ready to say, let's call that it. And I came in, of course, I was very excited, lots of new ideas. How about we do this? How about we try this? And thankfully, they all agreed, the committee that were there at the time, and that was 7 years ago. So,
absolutely. Yeah. I know you've given me this script I've got here that would take 3 days to get over it, but it's just incredible. So it was called Wroxhall Community Association, was it, or Community Club?
It is. I'm a trustee for Wroxhall Community Association,
right?
But the building was called Wroxhall Community Centre,
right?
And one of the first things that I got involved in when I was there was to help change that name. Just felt that there was a lot of stigma involved with the building, and actually, if we had something that sounded a bit more impressive, mm-hmm. if you like, it's very difficult because you're standing on the shoulders of giants here. The people back in the 70s who raised all that money to build that building for the community, you're saying, yeah, it was great, but I want to change it. And that's a difficult thing to do. But actually what I wanted was somewhere where people could say, Stembury Hall in Wroxhall, that's great. I have my wedding venue there, I have my party there, you know, whatever it was.
It stands out. The name stands out.
Yeah.
Yes. And it does. When I heard it first and I thought, Stembury Hall, not heard that, and I've got to Google it. I've got to find out what's going on. I just love all that. It's fantastic. And then you were, I'm just trying to read at the same time. You did the food bank as well. You got a food bank going
I was heavily involved with, there's another lady there who's the chair at the time, Jan Dyer, and we both together were facing COVID, obviously, and everything associated with that. And we were looking at, I've been dealing with someone in Newport, actually, Reverend Evans.
Oh, right, okay.
It's now called the Double Portion
Church,
isn't it?
That's right.
So I spent quite a bit of time talking to him because I did parties in the hall he has there, you see. Uh-huh. So I was talking to him about the food bank and what he does there, and I felt it was something we could replicate in Wroxhall. At this point, though, it's grown way beyond anything that I could have ever imagined. It's incredible, yeah. And I'm very much on the periphery of it now, and just where I'm on the trustees, I can help have some decision making. But really, there's a whole new team run by our treasurer Mick Pryor, and it's just gone in directions I never could have ever dreamed of. It's brilliant. It's really good.
And then you had Trek and the Treat as well, which is still popular today, isn't it?
Yeah, so that was another COVID thing. Working with, and this was really, it was really nice. I was working with the island's Environmental Health Department, speaking with them, and they're a fantastic group, actually. They really want to make things happen. They're not against things. They really want to work with you, and that's what I really discovered from speaking to them. And we I worked out a COVID safe way using what they were, the information they gave me, a COVID safe way of running trick or treat. And it's a route around the village that didn't cross over anyone anywhere. And you had to collect up letters, mm-hmm. And it made a spooky word. And then you came back to the hall and you grabbed a bag of sweets for it. And we've continued that. There's only one year when we haven't. We had a lack of volunteers one year. But apart from that, it's been every year and it's gone down really well. It's been good.
Fabulous. Mm. And then June 2021, you got recognised by Southern Vectors COVID Heroes for outstanding community work and selfless attitude.
Yeah, that
must have been a big boost.
Oh, it really was, and it still is. And that was, again, that was for both myself and Jan. And we have two buses, or had two buses. I think they may have, they may be down to one now, but with our names written on the front. And if you go onto the Southern Vectors app, I think it actually says that John Steele's heading towards you, sort of thing, which is a bit of a strange thing.
Just trying to pick out the big bits. Like, you started a lottery as well, 2020.
So it was a way of fundraising. Much the annoyance of my wife, who actually did also start a lottery for the school. I started one for the village.
Oh dear.
Didn't go down too well,
that one.
But it's been really good. So actually, that... The funds that I raised from that, because I had some opposition within the committee for trying to start a table tennis club, and it's something I really wanted to do. But it's a lot of money to outlay, and I was trying to explain that there would be money coming in. So that's what I was trying to achieve. What I was able to do was be able to focus that lottery on raising funds just for table tennis equipment, and then. After about a year and a half, I was able to say, well, this money is dedicated for that, so now we're going to use it. And it's been really good. It's gone really well.
No, the outstanding bit is he set up a Parkinson's table as well. That must have been
brilliant
for them.
We've got a very close community in Wroxall. And my neighbour, Jenny, who lives just over the road from us, they are family as much as family is family to us. Jenny and Jim, her husband. And she developed Parkinson's. So it came up in conversation about how table tennis can improve your sort of cognitive abilities. It can really connect neurons and help. And Jenny herself has said that when she plays, although she can be unstable, unsteady on her feet, she's not when she plays.
No.
And so I asked Jim if he would consider setting this up. Now, Jim has run with this and he's absolutely taken it on board and as his own project now. And so, again, very much I'm on the periphery of this now, but that group is now nationally recognised by Parkinson's UK.
Brilliant.
And won an award for it up in London just a couple of weeks ago, which Jim attended. So, yeah,
fabulous.
It's really good. It's really positive. And it's really well attended.
That's what you want, isn't it? And it's another tick in the box for Stembury Hall as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just nice to be able to put Wroxall on the map a bit, really, and for nice positive things.
What's Pickleball Club?
So Pickleball, that's an American game that's come over here and is very popular on the island. Big thing over in Freshwater, I believe. They play a lot over there. And something I had a group that from Lake who came over to me and said that they really wanted to start pickleball somewhere but couldn't find a venue. So I started, raised some funds, got that up together and started some clubs. So we've got two clubs that run for pickleball as well. It's a cross between badminton, table tennis and
Squash.
Yeah, that's it. Uses the old badminton rules.
That's right, so, yeah.
It's really annoying to yeah, score it, but it's a great fun game to play, definitely. Yeah, and that's going really well. So actually, with the combined income from pickleball and the table tennis that we run, that covered last year the annual running costs of the building, so it was worth it.
Absolutely.
Mm, yeah.
Roller skating. You got a roller skating disco.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Yeah, so the roller skating. So my wife used to be a figure skater years ago. Yeah,
okay.
And, of course, we've lost our ice skating rink.
I know, and we've still got a nice society, have to go all the way over to the mainland.
It's a massive loss for the community. Yes, it is. It's such a shame, yeah.
And it's still there. They've done nothing with it.
No, that's it. It's a total waste.
It's just a waste of a building. But yeah, it's a shame that it couldn't be taken over and built a
It could have been made a success.
Yes, it could have done.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's it. But no, so my wife, obviously, we couldn't do that, but she purchased some inline roller skates that are as close to ice skates as you can get.
Yeah.
And because we've got the lounge attached and the lounge overlooks the hall, we've connected it all up, basically. We've turned the hall into a roller skating disco area. And I run the bar, and not last time, because it was half term, the time before we had about 80 people in for the evening, so that was really good. It's really successful. One fun little thing, things that you get to do. So I put a disco ball up.
Saw that. Yeah,
you saw the disco, right? Yeah. So I put a I got a sign made up, and I got the electrician to wire up an emergency stop button to be an emergency start button, and it says a sign on the wall that says in case of emergency, press for disco. It's great. I love it. And then anyone in the hall, anyone who hires the hall, can of course use that as well. So it's there.
And you reintroduced the village Christmas tree as well.
Yeah, that's that was a few years ago now.
Yeah, last 4 years, yeah.
Yeah, and it's been really good. And the parish council have been fantastic in helping fund that as well. So they've been getting involved. We get our last Christmas we had Brading Community Choir came over and sung for us. The year before that we had Wroxall Primary School children come down and they sang some. The carols, Christmas carols as well. And then we have things like hot punch or hot chocolates in there and live bands and things in the lounge area afterwards. So, yeah, it brings people together. There was a few problems in the village, I'd say, when I first moved there. I've got a few memories of some negative things. But over the years, I found that if you connect people, if you bring people together, the more people interact, the more they get to know each other, the less they're likely to
be
cause
negative.
Problems. Yeah, be negative to each other.
That's because right.
Because that person knows that person knows that
yeah,
person.
Yeah, so no, it's mouth of word, and
that's it. So if you,
I don't like you. So he tells his mate, your mate doesn't like you, and it goes like that. And the way I look at it is, people will tell me he's no good. I said, well, sorry, he's never done me any harm.
Absolutely.
I get on with him, so you can off. You must make your own mind up. You cannot believe what...
That's right.
There's two parts to every story, isn't there?
Always, yeah. Two sides to every story.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Right,
yeah. No, I couldn't agree more. And yeah, I would say that the village is a really, really lovely place to live at the moment. Everybody is working together. Everyone is friendly. And yeah, it's
and
great.
The last bit of this, I mean, I've missed quite a few out, but at the end of 2024, I organised and ran a post-Christmas open day for parents and children who had new toys but didn't have enough space to play with them, so you could use the hall and relax and lounge. That's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, it was something I wanted to do the year before, but I never got around to. It's like many of these things, it always comes down to time. Obviously, Volunteer of the Year is fantastic accolade. It also means I'm the most willing to work for nothing on the island. but there's not always the time to do that. So this year I managed to actually get it done. And yeah, the idea is exactly that, so that people could come in. And it's that bit in between Christmas, I suppose, and New Year, when the kids are climbing the walls, the parents are climbing the walls with them, and they've got all these new toys. It's cold outside, it might be raining, and there's an indoor space here. Let's use it, utilize it. So yeah, it's there for the community, that building, and we want to make it work for everyone.
Well, you certainly do. It's just incredible what you've done in the 7 years, considering it could have been gone.
That would have been
a complete disaster.
Yeah, it would have been a shame. But of course, I think I said on the awards night, you know, it's not just me. There is
no, we know it's
people,
not just you. But
the trustees have changed over time. But it's all very positive. It's lovely.
Yes, but you're the figurehead that will get things going. If someone comes up with a good idea, bump, you're with it, and you'll go through. You won't stop till it achieves what you want. That's the difference when you've got someone pushing everyone, really.
Yeah, I think I don't feel like I'm the only one. But yes,
you can't do it your own. You've got to have a team. It's a team effort at the end of the day.
You have to recognise ideas. I think that's really important. Recognise ideas that aren't yours, because what I think is the greatest idea now might not be the greatest idea in a few years' time, and the next person coming through might have another idea, and that needs to be explored, because, you know, eventually, I think you do, everyone becomes a bit out of touch eventually, and I think these new ideas have to be explored and
looked into. You've got to have inspiration from someone else, and someone else could come up with an idea. You go, oh, I never thought of that. Great idea. Get it involved. Get it started.
That's it, yeah, that's
it. And it's evolving round all the time, so you can have a little step back. Let someone else do it, this and do that, while you get on with something else.
Yeah, exactly that.
Like your work, or your family. That hardly see you.
Occasionally, I might see them.
Well, thank you for coming in. It's so inspirational to see what you've done in the amount of time, and you've brought a community together that might not, they wouldn't have what they've got now if you hadn't done that with the committee and everyone else, because you have to have volunteers and loads of people.
We're nothing without the volunteers around us.
Volunteers are
quite a sobering thought when you put it like that, though. It's lovely, yeah.
But it's fabulous. Well, thank you, John, for coming in, and well done everything. So if you need any help, if you need anything, if you've got events on, give us a call and we'll put it on the radio.
Will do. That's fantastic. Thank you so much for inviting me in again, and it's been lovely to be here.
Okay. Thank you.